Winery Crasher is a proud member of the Barelas Podcasters Guild. Have you ever felt intimidated while tasting wine? Whether you're scared to swirl a glass or you're fairly confident and just want to learn a little bit more about wine tasting, all you need to know are five S's. Stay tuned because in just a moment, I'm going to teach you all about the five S's of tasting wine on this very first episode of Winery Crasher. Hey everybody, it's Connor, the Winery Crasher. I'm here to tell you that it would mean the world to me if you considered following me on social media. That's why today's episode is sponsored by my Instagram account. Just visit me at Winery Crasher and hit that follow button. You'll be able to listen to clips of my episodes, learn wine tips, and find out what's in my glass. As a small thank you, DM me and I will give you my wine and common ingredients pairing sheet absolutely free. Now that is something to raise a glass for. Let's get back to the episode. You're listening to Winery Crasher, the podcast where we pair wines with everyday foods, review wines under $20, and welcome you, even if you drink wine from a mason jar. This is Wine Culture with Attitude. Welcome, everyone, to the very first episode of Winery Crasher. I'm your host, Connor, and I'm excited to get to know you all and see what direction this podcast takes. My goal is to build a community of people who love wine and approach wine culture with a bold attitude. That means I want you to help drive this podcast. I want to answer the questions you have, talk about the subjects you're interested in, and I want your feedback. I want us to have fun. We're going to have a good time. Many people told me they want to learn more about good, affordable wines, so almost every wine I review will be under $20. We may do some more expensive wines in the future, but for now, we are talking about good, affordable wines. So once again, I am thrilled to get to know you all, and I am thrilled to start this podcast. Let's get straight to the subject of this first episode, the five S's of wine tasting. You can find my show notes online at my website, winerycrasher.com/one. I asked myself, what subject would make a great first episode. And then I realized, what better way to start than by starting with the basics? See, we are going on a wine journey together. And as we start to taste wines, I want you to be able to walk into a restaurant, go to a tasting room, or open up a bottle of wine knowing that you are a total wine badass. Before we get started, I want you to remember, don't put any pressure on yourself. This is about you learning. Don't worry about being perfect or getting every single step down correctly. When you're tasting, the goal is simple. You just need to figure out for yourself if the wine tastes good, okay, or just plain nasty. And when you remember these five S's, it makes wine tasting super easy. So let's get started. The first S is C. According to the website Vine Pair, looking at a wine can help you determine many different things, whether the wine is oaked or not, if it's been aged, the flavor intensity, if it's oxidized, all these different characteristics. I'll put a link in the show notes if you're interested in reading more about that. But if you're new to tasting wine, I want you to care about those details as much as some people cared about washing their hands before this pandemic. We just need to take a step back and appreciate the wine. How do you do this? By asking one question. Is the wine color pretty? Yes, that is what I want you to ask. Is the wine color pretty? Why do I want you to ask yourself this? Because you can appreciate a wine's color. Wine tasting is about the entire sensory experience. I remember I had a family friend who makes wine. We went over to her house for dinner. She held up a glass of her homemade wine and she said, "Isn't that color great? Just look at that color." Just the other day, I tried a Malbec at Easter from Chile, and it had this beautiful, deep, ruby purple color to it. It made drinking it that much easier, that much more fun. So check out a wine's color and see what you think. To do this, you want to take your wine glass, pour a small amount of wine in it, and then tilt the glass against a white surface. Traditionally, this is a cloth napkin, but you can use a tablecloth, a paper napkin, a paper towel, even a to-go box, whatever that's white. Tilt the glass against that surface. The neutral white background helps you best see the color. And then ask yourself, what do you think about the color of the wine? Do you like it? Is it interesting to you? Just trust your instincts on this one. Once you've looked at the wine and asked yourself about its color, it's time for the second S. And that second S is swirl. I've noticed many people are scared to splash wine, maybe break the glass. But there is a good way to practice if you're not confident with swirling. You're going to set your wine glass on the table. And by the way, you need a glass with a stem for this. There's nothing wrong with stemless. But you can't do this with a stemless glass. You need a stem and a base. Set that glass on the table, then make the Vulcan sign with your dominant hand. If you have a hard time following this, again, I'm going to put pictures in my show notes. Instead of making a V with your middle and ring finger, you are going to make a V with your index and middle finger. Kind of like making the peace sign, but with all of your fingers extended. Then with the base of the glass still on the table, you're going to slide the stem in between your index and middle fingers. Finally, you're going to rub the table with your palm holding the stem of the glass. No perverted thoughts allowed. Wait, is that just me? Do I need to get my mind out of the gutter? Anyway, you'll see that it is much easier to swirl wine. And again, yes, I will demonstrate this on the website. Now it's time for the third S, smell. And I should say often I smell, then swirl, then smell again. I do this because swirling the wine aerates it. It stirs up the aromas. And I notice for me, swirling often stirs up alcohol. I want to smell more than just alcohol. So if I just smell the wine, I catch a lot of the aromas before I swirl. I think smelling is the hard part for most people. Like, how do you determine what scents are in the wine? How do you know something smells like cherries or blueberries or chocolate or leather or pineapple? This is where you have to trust yourself. Oftentimes, you can look at a wine bottle's back label and find common flavors and scents there. So, smell the wine, think about what you're smelling, and then compare it with what's on the label. You can obviously also search wines on the internet. There are quite a few blogs out there that list wines and have profiles that list all their scents and flavors. Super handy. Now it's time for the fun part, and that is sip. Take a tiny sip, and again, like with smelling, you're going to do the exact same thing. Just think about what flavors come to you in the wine. That's it for sip. You're doing the exact same thing as smelling the wine. Now you're just tasting. Finally, after sipping your wine comes the fifth S, and that is savor. I'm introducing a little bit of wine vocabulary here. You're now going to evaluate the finish or aftertaste of the wine. Yet again, you need to trust yourself. What does the finish taste like? Does it taste like minerals? Is it dry? Those are just a couple of examples. And then you're done. Those are the five S's. See, swirl, smell, sip, and savor. Above all, the five S's are only a tool that can help you confidently taste wine and decide whether you like a particular wine or not. That is, if you're feeling pressured or you skipped a step, you didn't mess up. I don't want you to feel like you're a screw up. This is wine, for goodness sake. So just have fun with it, even if you go straight to drinking your sample. Reflecting back on this episode, the main theme here is simply self-confidence. Tasting wine is all about what you think and how you feel, so be proud of that. Thank you so much for listening to my first episode. If you liked what I had to say, please hit that follow button so you can keep up with all of my wine antics. Also, please DM me on Instagram at WineryCrasher because my podcast is driven by you, the listener. I want to know, what wine questions do you have? What do you want to learn? It's all about you. That is it for this week. Please remember that your life is valuable. Being bold means being responsible in all of your drinking choices. See you next time. Cheers. Winery Crasher is proudly produced in New Mexico, home of America's first wine country.